April 5th, Blessed John of Penna, Confessor, First Order. A true son of our Holy Father, St. Francis, John of Penna, who was born about 1193 in the March of Ancona, was called by a heavenly messenger to be a follower of St. Francis. When our seraphic founder sent his first disciples into the provinces of Italy to preach penance and to extend the order, Brother Philip came to Penna in order to preach in the church of St. Stephen, about 1213. At the same time, the devout young man, John, saw a youth of extraordinary beauty standing beside him, who invited him to go to St. Stephen's church to listen attentively to the preacher. He added, "You'll make a great journey, but at the end of it, heaven itself will be open to you." John went to the church, listened with astonishment to the zealous preacher, and after the sermon he begged for the habit of the order. He attended the provincial chapter of the order at Recanati, and in the year 1217, St. Francis sent him to France with many others of his brethren. His unchanging sweetness, his invincible patience, and his angelic purity drew all hearts to him. He spent 25 years in southern France, where he accomplished untold good for the salvation of souls and the extension of the order. Meanwhile, he earnestly desired that his earthly pilgrimage would draw to a close, and that he might be permitted to go to God. Seated under a tree, he prayed, as did the prophet Elias, "Lord, take away my soul." 3 Kings 19:4. But he received the same answer, "Thou hast yet a great way to go." Then a messenger arrived from the Father Provincial of the Order, recalling him to Italy. John set out joyfully in the hope that at the end of the journey, our Lord would call him to himself. But he was disappointed. He had to tarry 30 years before his hopes were realized. In 1248, to settle a civil conflict at Penna, San Giovanni, he wrote a pact, which is of basic value in the history of Italian law. It was discovered only recently. Ever perfectly resigned, he accomplished much good by his patience and gentleness as guardian of several convents in Italy. Finally, his end drew nigh. One night after matins, as was his custom, he remained in contemplation until break of day, when an angel appeared to him and announced that his death was near, and left to him the choice of suffering one day in purgatory or of expiating his remaining faults through 7 days of sufferings here on earth. John chose to suffer 7 days here. At once he fell sick with a high fever and pain in all his bodily members. Besides, he was afflicted with great interior troubles of mind and temptations to despair. It seemed to him that he had never done anything good, but had burdened himself with great responsibility. The exhortations of his father confessor and his references to God's mercy comforted him. On the seventh day, our divine Savior himself appeared to him in all his glory, and with a marvelous sweetness put an end to all his sufferings and told him that eternal bliss was his portion. The soul of John then winged its flight to heaven. This occurred on April 3rd, between 1270 and 1275. In 1806, Pope Pius VII approved the devotion accorded to him from time immemorial. On meekness. Reflect on the meekness which Blessed John displayed in the various circumstances of life. Sent to France at a very early age, he not only bore with meekness all the hardships of the journey, but in a country where he was unfamiliar with the language and where he was certainly exposed to much contempt in his unusual garb, he bore everything with such meekness that he drew all hearts to himself. Although he earnestly desired to be with God, Nevertheless, he submitted patiently to the delay, bore the burden of official positions with meekness, and by means of this virtue was able to correct the imperfections of his brethren. His meekness was put to a final test amid the great sufferings of body and soul, and he was then admitted to his reward. Truly he could say with our divine Lord, "Learn of me because I am meek and humble of heart." Matthew 11:29. Is there not, perhaps, a lesson in this for you? Consider how we should comply with the lessons taught by Christ and by Blessed John. Do not permit anger and ill will easily to find place in your heart. The bee, says St. Francis de Sales, manufactures sweet honey even out of bitter juices, but the spider turns everything into poison. Should ill will rage in your heart, should the flame of anger be kindled, then let it die there. If you open your lips, it will flare up. Whatever can be corrected will be more easily achieved with meekness than with passionate anger. A soft tongue shall break hardness. Proverbs 25:15. But if you have been overcome by anger, or if it is a justifiable ill will at the offenses committed against God, then do not let passion sway you, but remember the admonition of the apostle. Be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your anger. Ephesians 4:26. Do you act in this manner? Consider the reward of Christian meekness. Christ our Lord says, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall possess the land." Matthew 5:4. They possess the land of their own hearts, since the meek person preserves that peace which surpasses all earthly happiness. Through meekness, one also wins over the hearts of others, as can be seen in Blessed John. That holy meekness, which is not weakness or indifference towards others, but rather is interested in everything with Christian charity, comprehending and bearing all with an even temper. We love it in a child, we treasure it in a young woman or in a young man. We praise it in an older woman, we respect it highly in a man. Here on earth it conquers the hearts of men, and in eternity it secures a place near the heart of God. Prayer of the Church. O God, who when Blessed John, thy confessor, faithfully responded to thy promises, didst admirably guide him on all the paths of life, grant us by the same kindness that in all the vicissitudes of life we may ever obey thy precepts and arrive at the heaven of eternal bliss. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Blessed John of Penna, pray for us. Thank you.